Could you tell me your name, your county, your school, and why you're here today?
My name is Rachel Copley. I am a teacher at Cross Lanes Elementary School. I teach preschool special needs. And I am a mom of children in Putnam County Schools. And I am just here today for the most part because of the future of education in West Virginia. It's time for us to take a stand because vacancies aren't being filled. They're lowering standards, which is not good for our children. I personally know of people whose children have taken courses in high school that they did not get credit for because there was not a certified teacher taking that class. They took class for a year, and then it didn't count. That is not okay. My children are young, and my husband's a firefighter, and we are vested here. I can't just get up and leave and go somewhere else with my family. It would not be financially feasible. So I'm just here standing for better benefits that were promised to us. It's not something that we're trying to make up now. It's been a long time coming that they've needed to fund this. Pay is terrible, and we just want better for our kids.
Thank you. How about you?
My name is Rhonda Smith. I'm from Cross Lanes Elementary as well. I teach fourth grade, and I'm here for the same reason she is, to support a pay raise and to fully fund PEIA. And I've been here every day. I'm going to come here every day for the teachers that are far away in the northern panhandle, the eastern panhandle. I want to be here because I know some of them would like to be here and can't, so I'm going to be their voice.
Could you tell me your name, school, and county?
I'm Erin Bush. I'm at Sutton Elementary School in Braxton County.
And why are you here today?
really, just support for all this. I mean, initially it was our premiums going up, and I already work a second job to pay for things, and then I found out that I was basically going to get canceled out when they started looking at my second job, so I already worked pretty hard to stay above the water and started looking like we were going to drown, I guess.
How long do you think you'll be out here? Any idea?
If I had to, put money on it, I'd say till next week sometime. I mean, it's definitely been brought up. A solution's been brought up, but they keep pushing it aside. They don't want to talk about it. It seems like if they want us in the classrooms, they would at least entertain the idea of talking about it. But they keep pushing it aside. And I also feel like if there was no solution, like they keep saying there is, then why do we have all this legislative support that we do have out here with us? So,
What's the solution you're referring to?
The big energy corporations, I mean, taxing the oil that's kind of lying in their pockets right now, you know, giving it to the people instead of the corporation.
Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, just stay strong.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Could you tell me your name, county, and school?
Sure. Jay O'Neill, Kanawha County, Stonewall Jackson Middle School.
Why are you out here today?
I just want to be part of this. We want to send a message to our legislators and our governor that enough is enough. So I'm here to be here, physically, occupying space and just showing them that, hey, we haven't forgotten and we're going to be here as long as it takes.
How do these issues affect you?
I'll give you an example. Last year, not this school year, but last year, I opened up my paycheck in the fall, normally expecting it to be slightly higher than the year before, and it was actually less because I got bumped up into another PEIA bracket. And I remember just thinking, this is crazy. Who does this job where they're actually making less money every year, right? And our salary steps don't keep up with inflation, and with the cuts every year, it's maddening. You just think, I cannot keep doing this and literally be making less money.
Could you tell me your name, county, and school?
Yeah, Kim Jones, Cabell County, Southside Elementary.
Why are you out here today?
I'm out here because it's been a long time. It's been a really long time, and people have been suffering for a long time and not able to meet their own needs. And, it's hard to go into a school and try to take care of children and meet all of their needs, especially in this climate. I mean, you wouldn't believe the things that we see in the schools. I mean, it's tragic. the conditions that poverty has caused, the drug epidemic. But we have just been going so long without getting a raise that will meet a sustainable raise, a sustainable wage. And it's just been going on too long. That's what it is we've just been deprived for so long and living in subsistence for so long. If we're lucky, we're living in subsistence. So that's kind of why it just kind of built up.
You were talking about being excited that UMWA guys were out. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was very exciting. Like yesterday, I wasn't here for the rally, but it was really thrilling to see those guys come out. They know how to do it. You know, my mom was an organizer for the AFT, you know, years ago, 70s and the 80s. But people my age don't really know how to do that, you know? And it's very cool to have the people that do know how to have the demonstrations, to fund the demonstrations, like Bud was talking about a strike fund, if it would go that long. I mean, these are the folks that know how to do it, and we need people to teach us how to be effective.
Okay, could you tell me your name, your county, and your local?
Yes, my name's Butch Herndon. My local's 750 United Mine Workers, and I live in St. Albans, West Virginia.
Why are you out here today?
To support these union brothers and sisters.
And how do you see this strike progressing compared to what
I believe if they hold out and stick together, they'll eventually get what they want. Or close to it.
Have you been part of UMWA or other strikes in the past?
Yeah, I've been to Washington for rallies. I've been to Lexington, Kentucky, and I stood on a picket line on Hughes Creek in eastern Kanawha County for 7 months in 2004 up into 2005. That was for benefits and retirement and all.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
I'm Angela, and I teach in Kanawha County.
Could you tell us why you're out here today?
I am out here because I'm fighting for good quality teachers to stay in West Virginia. I'm a transplant, and the majority of people that came down here with me, all of them are gone, actually. I'm the only one.
Are you from Ohio?
I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm. Why did they all leave?
They all came and got their experience right out of college, and then they went home to jobs that pay substantially better, like $15,000 more a year. So,
what has kept you here?
I met a nice man, and he is dying to move, but I really like being close to one of our families, so, and he won't move to New York.
My name is Laura, and I'm in Kanawha County. I'm not in any specific school.
Why are you out here today?
Well, several reasons. One is PEIA, of course. The increase that is being suggested is three times as much as what we're paying now. And understandably, we're number 48th in the country in pay. So if we're paying that much more in PEIA for insurance, we obviously can't make a living with those kind of wages. They're both synonymous, you know, together. As far as with the salaries, we're, again, 48th in the country, so it's only right for us to be paid as professionals.
Do you have other questions?
Any idea how long you'll be out here?
Right now, we are 55 strong, so hopefully when the times get scary is when they're going to open the schools back up, and that's when people's paychecks will be affected. And so hopefully we can stay strong. And 1990, they stayed out for 11 days, so... And they didn't have the support that we seem to be having right now. So hopefully we can go as long as they did and longer if we have to.
Could you tell me your name, your county, and your school?
Pam Hornbeck, Wood County, Hamilton Middle School.
Why are you out here today?
I'm tired of not getting a raise, and PEIA goes up every year, and it just makes it more difficult to be able to afford to even go to the doctor or get my prescriptions or anything. So it's really... just unbelievable. Instead of my pay going up, it's going down.
How long have you been in schools?
19 years. So I've got some time in there. Not as much as others, but I've got some time in there.
Could you tell me your name, county, and school?
Yes, my name's Katrina Kirk. I teach in Boone County at Sherman Elementary School.
What grade do you teach?
I'm a special education teacher, so I have a mix of first, second, third, and fifth graders in my classroom.
Why are you out here today?
I'm out here to support myself, my fellow teachers. My husband is a teacher also, so it affects my entire household. I want them to find the funding source. Well, they don't need to find it. They just need to put it in place to fix our insurance and PIA. It's not necessarily about a pay raise. If they would fix our insurance, then we wouldn't need a pay raise.
So what's the funding source you think they should put in place for PEIA?
I believe that they could fund the natural gas that's coming in out of our state. It's ours, so we need to use that to support the people that work, the working class citizens of our state.
Would you mind telling us your county and school?
Boone County, Sherman Elementary.
And why are you out here today?
Because we need highly qualified teachers in the classroom. I don't feel that the legislature or our governor has our best interest at heart right now. So it's time for the teachers to take a stand and make a change.
Anything else to add?
I hope they come to a solution quickly.
Thank you so much. Could you tell me your county and your school?
Boone County, Whitesville Elementary.
And why are you out here today?
I'm here to support the idea that they need to fund PEIA, as well as if they could just basically fund PEIA, then we wouldn't even need a raise, because there's some people that just not having that insurance pay enough would bump their income, their household income. So there's no need to even give us a pay raise if they would just fund PEIA. And I understand that's kind of hard to figure out, but I know that there is a way if they would just like look through all the means. And in regards to certified teachers, I went through 4 years of education, and that was fun. And it taught you a lot about how to deal with kids and students with special needs that you, not just in the special education classroom, but just in general, like they don't all learn the same. And my first year, which is now, stepping into the classroom, I'm terrified. And I feel like I know nothing. But I've been trained for 4 years, so I couldn't imagine one who's never been trained going into a classroom with students. Like, I have the book smarts and like the terminology for everything, but when you come face to face with a student who really just doesn't understand it, to be able to grasp that knowledge and how you are able to teach the content in a way that they can understand it, that's something that takes years of experience and being taught in educational philosophy and everything. So I don't think it's the best thing to have teachers that are not, or people in the public coming into the classrooms that don't know how to teach. Now, could they get on some sort of trained program, like a permit almost? That'd be better than just letting them come in the classroom. So,
good. Thank you so much.